everybody. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everyone. This is Cecilia. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。今天呢，有个好消息要告诉大家。总是有朋友问我们口语要怎么提高，英文怎么提高更快。当然了，听我们的节目就是很好的方法。除此之外呢，上直播课，有问题直接向老师提出来当场解决，进步就更快了。所以早安免费给大家开设了中外教的直播课程。怎么参加？微信搜索早安英文，私信回复直播两个字，就能加入我们的免费直播群啦。我们的中外教老师每天都在群里免费给大家上课，有英语学习的问题也可以在群里问老师，已经有上万人听过我们的免费直播课程了。赶快微信搜索早安英文，私信回复直播两个字参加吧。
So, Cecilia, do you watch sports?
Seldom. I'm not really into sports.
And why do I see this picture of ping pong players on your screen?
Oops, you caught me. 其实不是体育新闻了，我在看娱乐八卦。
You're reading gossip.
Yeah, it's about...
Wait. Don't tell me. I'm not interested.
Come on, it's really juicy.
I'll tell you what's juicy. A good steak. I'm going to have one for lunch now, instead of some boring details about someone I've never met in my life.
Alright, 刚刚用到的 juicy 这个单词呢，本来是形容食物的口感非常多汁。那这里呢，就指一些八卦消息特别的生动，特别的劲爆啊，特别是那些涉及隐私的啦。
So, am I free to go to lunch now?
No, 我们还有大事没聊完呢。别小看八卦呀，你想想。一对明星夫妻从恋爱到结婚再到分开，这每一个步骤里面都有多少社会学心理学层面的研究价值，对不对？
Yeah, alright, you win.
好，那今天就让我们来聊一聊这个极其有意义的研究案例，其实就是八卦哈。那我们的内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。So, you do know 福原爱、江宏杰, right?
Yeah, I know. Their news was everywhere when they got married, right?
Yeah, because they were such a perfect match.
Well, they do make a cute couple.
一个是日本的乒乓球公主，一个是中国台湾的乒乓球王子，这天作之合呀。那我们在说两个人很登对的时候呢，可以说他们是 a perfect match, 绝配。
So what happened after...Our princess and prince got married. I lost track of them after that.
Lose track of 就是指不了解某人某事的动态。那你真的太不关注娱乐新闻了。人家已经上了综艺，秀了恩爱，孩子都生了俩了，好吗？
So, I guess they're pretty high profile, right?
Yeah, you can say that. High profile 就是指一个人或一件事特别的引人注目，备受关注，也可以说非常的高调。
Oh, I have a question.So it's a mixed marriage, right?
Yeah.
Do they have any problems with communication, you know, to bridge the gap between cultures?
就是说他们这是段跨国婚姻有没有什么文化上的隔阂是吧？先说下这个跨国婚姻啊，我们可以说 mixed marriage, 当然也可以说 international marriage. 另外这个 bridge the gap 就是指减小隔阂，消除隔阂。那回答你的问题哈，福原爱人家十岁就来中国特训了好吗？一口东北话说的不要太溜。
I see why she is so popular in China.
Yeah, we love her. And she was so compassionate during the Wenchuan earthquake in 2008. She complained that only 60 people came to help from Japan, and that's far from enough. She said, if I also go, there'll be 61.
Oh, she's very empathetic. I guess she can truly share other people's feelings orEmotions as if they were her own.
Exactly. 那刚刚在说福原爱为什么这么被大家喜爱的时候用到了两个词 compassionate 和 empathetic. 那这两个词呢其实是差不多的。Compassionate 是有同情心的。Empathetic 是指能移情的，也就是我们现在常说的共情能力特别强，还是有一点细微的差别的。
So you still haven't told me why they're in the news again. Do they have a third child?
并不是啊。新闻里是说他们貌似是离婚了，虽然双方还没有确认，但是种种迹象表明大概率就是这么回事了。
I can't say I'm surprised.
Aren't you curious about why?
Well, I can't say I am either, but fine, why?
Some say the wife cheated. Some say the husband was always mean to her and she couldn't bear the vitriol anymore.
Oh, so it turned ugly after all.
Yeah, 那刚刚说的 vitriol 这个词就是指讽刺刻薄的话，说这个福原爱呀、啊、不堪忍受丈夫的刻薄言语甚至是辱骂，导致他们的婚姻破裂了。
So what is the part of this whole thing that you can relate to? You're not married. You don't even have a boyfriend.
Oh, come on. I totally feel for her. She was so devoted to this marriage that she sacrificed her career.
Yeah, now I remember. She retired to be a full-time housewife, right?
Yeah, when she was 30. 福原爱在30岁的时候呢，宣布了退役，做起了全职太太，把重心全部放在了自己的家庭。
So, Cecilia, would you ever consider being a full-time housewife?
It will not be my first choice. It's not like I reject it and will never consider it. It is a great thing to devote yourself to the family, but I will never let myself become a wife who completely submits to her husband's will, preoccupied by domestic concerns and her own appearance.
You mean a Stepford wife?
Yeah, exactly. 这个 Stepford wife 其实是来自于一部1972年的小说，叫做《超完美娇妻》。讲的是在一个社区里，男人们怎么处心积虑地把妻子变成个温柔顺从的机器人。那现在这个词呢，就常常用来指代这种对丈夫唯命是从的花瓶太太。
I believe the indispensable key to a successful marriage is mutual respect.
Can't agree more. 一段成功的婚姻啊，必不可少的关键就是要相互尊重。
Yeah.Husband and wife really have to see and respect each other's independent personality and their contributions to the family.
Yeah. For me, whether being a housewife will be a wise choice really hinges on that. 要不要做家庭主妇啊，其实取决于对方作为伴侣能不能真正的尊重家庭主妇这个身份，认识到主妇对于整个家庭的贡献。那这个取决于有赖于，我们可以用 hinge on 来表示。
So, I guess this could be the reason for the failure of their marriage.
There might be another problem. The news say Jiang Hongjie is a bit chauvinistic, forbidding his wife from spending money on her interest. And Fu Yuanai is only allowed to wear plain clothes in front of other men.
So he makes the rules about how she dresses? He must be a control freak.
Yeah, 刚刚说到两个词啊，第一个 chauvinist 可以做形容词表示大男子主义的，也可以做名词表示大男子主义者。那另外在说江宏杰对福原爱的兴趣爱好穿衣打扮都要管的时候呢，用到了 control freak 这个词，就是我们说的控制狂。
So if all of this is true, the wife must be weighed down by all this pressure and control.
Yeah, the failure of a marriage is often brought on by this kind of stress and lack of space. 在很多时候呢，一段婚姻的失败都是由这种压力导致的。那在表示某事导致了一个不好的结果的时候呢，我们可以用到 something brings on something 这个短语。另外啊，刚刚 Colin 还说到了 weigh down 这个短语，它的意思啊，就是指使某人焦虑，使某人烦恼。
Well, I have to say, you are right. By gossiping, we do get to a lot of realistic problems.
Right. The good thing is, 福原爱 seems not beaten by this at all.She said in an interview that she has set up her own company and expressed her ambition.
It seems that she's coming back.
是的，那节目的最后啊，借用一下福原爱近期在社交平台上发布的一句话：每个人生命中都有100分的爱，只是从不同的地方得到。
Yeah, we should all have faith in this world. Believe that we will be loved, in spite of the fact that one or two people may fail us.
没错 ，always have faith. 好了，这期节目就到这里了。最后啊，大家别忘了报名参加免费中外教直播课。只要你是英语的初中级学习者，想要快速提高自己的英语水平，就一定不要错过我们这次免费的中外教直播课啦！入群限量200个名额，想进入免费直播群的，赶紧微信搜索“早安英文”公众号，回复“直播”就可以加入了。That's all for today's podcast. This is Cecilia. Thank you for listening.
This is Colin. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。